Hello, pop culture listeners. This is your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone, coming to you to deliver this little mini episode, our annual Oscars mini episode, where we recap the Hollywood's biggest night. And usually on That's Entertainment, we pick a pop culture topic and discuss it according to the three F's. But we already did that with the Oscars. You know, we already talked about our earliest and favorite memories of the Oscars. But my co-host Aunt Beth and I love the Oscars so much that we've been doing recaps of it every year since then. And this year we did things a little differently. We decided to do a day of recording. And actually, I was watching the ceremony with some former That's Entertainment guests. So they were in the room. I got some of their live reactions. And then we called Aunt Beth at the end. And yeah, so it was more of a series of quick hits. You know, just punch drunk. Here's what we thought of all that gold. Rather than taking a few days to digest it all. So you can decide for yourself whether you like the old version or our typical version, or this version, or if you like both of them. But anyway, this is how we did it for this year, for the 98th Academy Awards. So yeah, I'll send it over to myself from the past. Take it away, Jeff, from a few days ago.
We're here live from Yardley, Pennsylvania on Oscar Sunday. The full field of 68 teams has been selected. We're still waiting for the 68 teams in the women's tournament, but we're about to watch who's going to win the little gold men's. How's everyone? We got a full house here. Is everyone ready for Conan?
Wait, did you say this is Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Ready.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
I'm ready. I'm 100% ready.
Where's my release form?
And we'll check in later in the night and maybe a few times throughout the night to see how it's going. Good luck to everyone.
Is that Rita Ora?
Welcome back. We're in the first commercial break. How's everyone doing? One award has been handed out. We've seen Conan's big introduction. We've got Aaron. Aaron, you've been on the podcast before in like special vacation episodes, right?
I think so, maybe.
How's it going Oscar night so far?
Oh, I am really loving it. I love hearing Matt Berry. I was very excited to hear him. I can't wait to see how he pronounces basically anything.
That all makes perfect golden sense. Next, over on this side of the room, we've got Sue Malone, my mom, and former guest on the Handmaid's Tale episode. Mom, how are you feeling so far?
I'm feeling fabulous. I loved Conan's introduction show. It was first rate. And I'm already tied for the lead in our, because Amy won, and I wanted her to win because she's 70 and I'm 71.
Yeah, Mom and I are one for one in predictions so far. Dad, five-timer, famously a five-timer guest on That's Entertainment, also frequent mini-episode guest. What are your biggest takeaways?
Well,
27 minutes into the show.
I would like to say that. I think my wife is 71. I did not get that first pick. I don't think I'm going to do too well there, but I'm enjoying the show.
Okay, I think that'll... That's allowed. And scrolling over here, we've got Rob Malone. He was a guest on our first Oscars episode. And Rob, I think this is our first time.
That was the first Oscars episode?
Yeah, first Oscars podcast episode of anything. This is, I believe, our first time post pandemic watching the Oscars in the same house.
That's true. It's probably the first time in almost 10 years.
Nearly so, almost.
Well, I guess we did watch it in New York together a few times.
I think the last time was right before the first That's Entertainment Oscars episode when Parasite won it all.
Didn't we watch it? Was that at Marie Barty's?
I believe so. The last time I was there.
The Barty party. I was surprised Amy Madigan won. I'm surprised she won. But it was a good victory, and what's it called? It's a great speech. It'll be, if the Oscars continue, it'll be one for the history books.
There you have it. And there's also a fox running outside. We'll check in some more. Here's Conan. Okay, we're checking in about halfway through the show. We may or may not have used the last audio clip because of copyright concerns. It's about halfway through Oscars Sunday. We're live from Yardley. How's everybody feeling?
Do you think that when women tie their hair back that hard, do they get concussions?
No, they just get a bad headache. I really loved the Anne Hathaway Anna Wintour presentation.
Anna's a big Anna Wintour stan. Or Aaron.
And I cried a lot from the in memoriam, remembering all the people that we lost. It was very sad.
Mom, Dad, any big takeaways or big surprises?
I was surprised to see Barbara Streisand, and more surprised that she sang, but it was a real good tribute to Robert Redford. Well deserved.
I also thought the In Memoriam was well done. Sometimes it's not too well done. And I think I've picked one correct out of all my selections.
And I enjoyed the part. Let's see what I wrote down. I liked all the love for Rob Reiner. Okay, we'll be back by the end of the show, at least. Enjoy. Well, it's the Oscars have concluded, and we're getting Beth on the phone.
Hello.
Hello. You're on speakerphone. We're recording.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure.
One battle after another, one Best Picture, and the most awards. Sinner wasn't far behind. What do you think?
Which one? One battle won the most?
Yep, it won 6, and Sinner's won 4.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, like I said, I was thinking Sinners was on a roll there, so I thought they were going to win. I don't know if the one that I wanted, I knew wasn't going to win, so I wanted
Which was
Trainwreck.
That?
Just what I liked the best of all the movies was Train Dreams.
Okay,
yeah.
Very small, quiet movie, but I loved it. I really like Paul Thomas Anderson, though. He's so gracious. He's such a nice guy. He's like such a nice guy. Let's see, what else did I comment on? I was Michael B. Jordan. That was very exciting. Something that I wrote. Did you have a favorite presenter, Jeff?
Hold on. Let me grab my notes. I guess presenter, I would have to, I guess the Bridesmaids ladies.
That's what I put down.
Even though they didn't really talk about music until they announced the nominees.
Yeah, but they were just kind of, everybody else was pretty serious, so they were kind of funny.
Yeah, and the people in the crowd that passed them notes, or that said passed them notes, played along really well.
Yeah, that part was good. I enjoyed I don't say enjoyed, but I thought they did a really good job with the In Memoriam with the Rob Reiner. I'm glad they did more of that than just like show their pictures and stuff, because that was, Billy Crystal and Rachel McAdams and Barbara Streisand. I thought that was good. I noticed when Ryan Coogler went up for original screenplay, he talked so fast I could barely understand. Did you? Not just because he's one of those fast talkers. So
he's a fast talker, not a slow talker.
Yes.
Or a close talker. Not a close talker. Like.
Yeah, just a fast one. I loved the opening skit was hilarious, and then his monologue was really good too.
Yeah, were those the real kids from Weapons?
I don't know, because I didn't see Weapons, but I still enjoyed. I knew the gist of it, so I don't know if that was or not, but just how he went into each movie was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize until they said it, because at first I couldn't hear the announcer's voice, and then when they said it was Matt Berry, and I was like, oh my God, because I love his voice. That was fun hearing him narrate and stuff. So that's it.
What?
How's everybody there? Happy with results?
I think so. We lost. Some of them fell asleep.
Oh, okay. This is earlier than it's. See, they must have heard us. I think Jeff and I have. We've said they should start the thing earlier. Because they always complained about running too late, and we were like, just start it earlier. So this year they listened to us. So at least it's over before 11 o'clock, so I can go to bed and get up early. So
yep.
But yeah, no, it was a pretty good, because I didn't love a lot of the movies this year, but I thought the presentation was pretty good, though. So I probably wrote some other notes, but... Oh, I like to just joke about they had a lot of security because they were worried about the attacks from the opera and ballet community.
Yeah.
And the Michael B. Jordan seat fillers. That was good, too. So, yeah. Did you have any other comments that you were thinking of?
Well, I love a tie. I was happy to see a tie.
Oh, I know. Did he say that was like one of the first, or that there's hardly...
Someone said it was three, but I think it was this was actually the seventh ever in Oscars history.
Wow. Well, kind of surprised it doesn't happen more often. I just remember, Sue, you probably, I think, was it Barbara Streisand and Katharine Hepburn?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one tie that I remember.
Yeah, that's
I think the most recent one before this was 13 years ago, Best Sound Editing. It was a tie between Skyfall and Zero Dark Thirty.
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I definitely don't remember that.
Yeah, I guess that one's memorable, the Barbara Streisand one, because it was in a major category.
And Barbara was here tonight. She was at the show.
I hadn't seen her in a long time. So that was exciting. Were you all home to celebrate? Was it for your birthday weekend, or why was everybody home?
Yeah, that was the main reason. And the cornhole tournament.
Yeah, we had a cornhole tournament for Philly Friends of V at St. John's.
Aunt Beth.
They're a mess.
One last question.
Because then I got to go to bed too. Yeah.
What do you think? What is your favorite date for the Oscars to be? Do you like it mid-March like this year, or do you prefer sometime earlier or sometime later?
That's an interesting question, because I was thinking of it and earlier that it's creeping. So it usually was the end of March, and then for a while there they put it like a month ahead. And I was like, now they're creeping back to what it originally was.
Yeah.
This is pretty good, I guess, mid-March. I felt like February was too early.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, so this was okay, because then maybe the end of March kind of stretches it out too long. I like this, I guess. But it's not... I don't have a super strong opinion on it.
Okay, well, I think we'll wrap it up there. Okay, so so as you may have heard me just a few seconds ago say, okay, we're going to wrap it up. That's all it's going to be for the night. But then my mom wanted to make sure that she asked Aunt Beth a very important question. So yeah, we've got some trivia here on this episode. We don't always have trivia on the mini episodes, but we do here. This because my mom and dad, the trivia night they go to usually every other week, they had an Oscar themed section. So there was one very important question that my mom wanted to make sure Aunt Beth had a chance to slay. So sending it back to all of us on Oscar night.
After the second category, everyone stands and John asks questions and you raise your right hand if it's true and your left hand is false.
Oh.
And then he just eliminates people. So there were two left.
Neat.
Bob and this other guy. And actually, this was the best prize he's given out all year.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the very first Oscar, true or false, that the entire program lasted 15 minutes.
True.
Correct.
Yeah, I think I remember reading that somewhere.
Well, Bob did a research on the Oscars because I was pretty sure John might make it the true and false, and he did.
Okay, so that wraps up another That's Entertainment Oscars recap. We'll be, Ampeth and I will be back to see you next year. I don't think the date has been set yet for the next ceremony, but probably March 2027. Sometime in that month, around or close to then. And yeah. Oh, and before I go, I did want to mention a few things that I didn't mention the night of. I realized a few days later, I really want to mention this as a big takeaway. Specifically, so I did mention I enjoyed the tie in live action short. I also loved Camille Nanjiani's presenting that short and, you know, talking about how feature-length movies, maybe they would be just as good or even better as shorts, you know. So he came up with some ideas for how that could work. It's a Wonderful Month. No County for Old Man. One Battle. So that was pretty funny. That and the Bridesmaids reunion were probably the best set of presenters. And also, did anyone else notice this? I think Michael B. Jordan, lead actor winner for Sinners, I think he got the biggest, most sustained applause of the night. I just wanted to make sure I mentioned those. Those were also some big takeaways for me. We'll be back not too long. We'll probably do another annual March Madness recap in a few weeks. Likely regular guest on that, Jeff Smith, will probably be back. I'll check in with him and make sure he's free. And maybe my dad, Bob Malone, will join us again. Beth and I, we've got an interesting episode cooking up. I don't think we've teased it fully on air yet. So I won't tease it too much more right now because it's still in its earliest stages. But yeah, so in the meantime, keep it Oscar. And you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Blue Sky. And I'll say on behalf of Aunt Beth, what is good night? Oh, and you can leave us a review by heading to ratethispodcast.com/thatsentertainment. And as always, keep your emotes handy and your eyes open.